There have been several awkward moments caught on camera during President Trump's first trip abroad. That photo of the president, Melania, and Ivanka standing next to the Pope at the Vatican, for example. Melania and Ivanka are in black veils. Trump looks effusive. The Pope, glum. Total red meat for the internet age. Almost instantly, amusing riffs on the picture appeared online featuring Photoshop characters that just seemed to fit right in, like Damien from the horror film The Omen or the spooky twin girls from The Shining. And now those have become the images people remember from Trump's meeting with the Pope. John Berdar is the author of The President's Photographer, 50 Years Inside the Oval Office. He's also the head of national programming here at WGBH. So in the case of that Trump-Pope photo, I mean, it was taken by an AP photographer, Evan Vucci. Trump does have an official White House photographer, but when presidents make overseas trips, wouldn't they try and take that official photographer to control the message?
Yeah, and they have. By my reckoning, there are three official White House photographers on this trip. There have been other photos. They tend to be fairly ceremonial photographs. I haven't really seen a lot of intimate shots. You know, we get used to these photographs that the Obama administration had, especially at the end, where there was a very well-developed relationship between the president's chief official photographer and the first family.
Yeah, talk a bit about President Obama's kind of tendency to use the White House photographer Pete Sozza, because it was about access. Pete Sozza got great access. What about other photographers? What kind of access did they get?
It's kind of been an evolving thing. The whole idea of a chief White House photographer officially got started under LBJ. Johnson hired a guy who basically established the gold standard, a photographer named Yoichi Okamoto. You know, the relationship between the photographer and the president is what has always defined just how intimate the photos will be. Okamoto was one of only two people in the Johnson administration who could walk into the Oval Office unannounced at any time. And that's unbelievable access. But somebody like Ollie Atkins, who was Nixon's photographer, you can tell he clearly did not have an intimate relationship with the president. He was not comfortable with photographers. And if you look at the history of the Nixon administration through the photo archive, that really shows.
What other countries try to manage the visual narrative of the head of state so closely?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I don't have any firsthand experience with it. What's interesting to me is, you know, there are certain protocols when a foreign head of state or dignitaries are visiting the White House. They often have a photographer with them.
Well, let me ask you about a recent flap involving a Russian photo of Trump's meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Russian Ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak. That photo became the defining photo of that meeting at the White House, and it wasn't the White House photographer.
Yeah, that's such an interesting situation. I mean, of course, I don't know exactly what happened, but it would be very uncharacteristic for the White House to not have had the official photographer there. And I understand that there was an official photographer there. It was atypical from a historical perspective for the White House not to control that image, especially for a group that's very image savvy. It was surprising.
Do you think the seeming lack of interest in the narrative, visual narrative, also is part of Trump's shirking Washington business as usual?
I don't think we have an archive built yet that tells us much more than they are just starting. You know, what's interesting, Marco, is that almost every previous chief photographer has had a relationship with the president before they took office. Pete Sozza was working for the Chicago Tribune and covered then Senator Barack Obama on a trip to Russia. Well, they got to know each other really well then. So that when Sozza began, they already kind of knew each other. And about, you know, I would say 9 months after that, we were interviewing the president for the book and for the film. And he said, you know, at this point, Pete and I are kind of like an old married couple.
Do you know if there's any evidence that media are choking out the official photos in deference to kind of the more awkward shots? Because, I mean, Trump's base believes the media's got it in for him.
You have to be a pretty avid consumer to get a broader portrait. So, like, when I saw the memed photo of the president at the Vatican with Pope Francis, you know, I started looking around and, you know, there was some other coverage, too, like you know, I think CNN had something in there which said, hey, look, here's the memed photo, but here's some other photos where, you know, the president is actually smiling with Pope Francis.
Right.
And it is kind of interesting. It's DIY caricature and satire. And, you know, I think that's just part of the kind of digital first world we're living in.
What's your favorite image of Trump so far based on what it says about the role of the photographer who's supposed to document a leader?
It'll be weird that my favorite is not what I would consider a very good photograph, but it's one of these really formal, extremely wide shots taken somewhere in, in the Saudi king's kind of royal receiving room. That's a favorite because it is saying, okay, this is how the White House wants us to see the presidency right now. And it's not an intimate portrait. It's a very official kind of, okay, this is a ceremonial scene and this is what the president is doing right now. I like that because it's telling us a lot of information about, where the White House is right now.
John Berdara, the author of The President's Photographer, 50 Years Inside the Oval Office. He's also head of national programming right here at WGBH in Boston. John, thanks so much.
You bet, Marco. My pleasure.